About what they're looking forward to in the Olympics. So, Christine, thank you.
You're welcome.
The violence escalating in Syria this morning. Rebel fighters are preparing to face government troops in Aleppo. As the situation is deteriorating, Turkey is now closing its borders with that country. That's coming to us via state-run TV. International concerns have also increased after Syria's foreign ministry spokesman said the country has chemical weapons and there's fear that they could be used against other countries. Listen.
Any stocks of WMD or any unconventional weapon that the Syrian Arab Republic possess would never be used against civilian or against the Syrian people during this crisis. These weapons are meant to be used only and strictly in the event of external aggression against the Syrian Arab Republic.
Akil Hashem is a retired brigadier general who served with the Syrian military for 27 years. It's nice to have you back, sir. Thanks for talking with us. He, right, the Syrian foreign ministry spokesperson, sort of, I think, in a way, was trying to allay fears about using chemical weapons against civilians, and at the same time opened up a big can of worms by, one, admitting that there were chemical weapons and basically threatening the neighbors around Syria, saying we're willing to use them on anybody who would attack us.
First of all, on the aspect of using these chemical weapons, as a retaliation for the international and military intervention, this is a big bluff from a military point of view, big bluff. But the regime can use these chemical weapons anywhere against the Syrian people.
Well, let's start with the big bluff part first before we get to the Syrian people.
The chemical weapons are two things, component and then carriers. Mm-hmm. So if you have components in barrels or in storage, you need carriers.
A delivery system on a missile or something
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, three. Long-range artillery, missiles, and airplanes. The long-range artillery cannot do anything. It's 27 kilometers. So if a strike coming from, like, the Gulf or from the Red Sea or from the Mediterranean, what can he do?